If you drive on the Tohono O'odham Indian Reservation in southwestern Arizona, you may hear this language lesson on the radio.
Najuk, is it raining?
Let's try it again.
Najuk, is it raining?
That was the phrase of the day on KOHN, one of 33 tribal radio stations in the United States. Coming up, a report on why the Federal Communications Commission has approved dozens of new permits for such radio stations, but first, to a dying tribal language. 500 years ago, Shoshone was spoken as far north as Yellowstone, all the way down to Death Valley. Now few speak it. But efforts are underway to revive Shoshone, and young people are the key. From member station KUER in Salt Lake City, Jenny Brundine reports.
They came from reservations across the Great Basin, the dry plateau between the Rocky and Sierra Nevada mountain ranges. And they came with a lofty goal, to revive a dying language.
Everybody, mo'o.
Mo'o.
Mo'o. What rhymes with mo'o?
So.
Every morning, 10 Shoshone youth practice their ancestral language in this airy classroom on the University of Utah campus. They practice with a sense of urgency. Once, Shoshone claimed an estimated 15 to 25,000 speakers. Now, there are only 3,000 or so, most of them in their 70s. Of the 155 Native American languages in the U.S., only 20 have serious language instruction for children. Lyle Campbell is the director of the Center for American Indian Languages.
Most of the wisdom of the world is encoded in languages, and when we lose a language with no documentation, that all of that knowledge, all that wisdom is simply gone, irretrievably.
He says recovery programs like this one can help reverse that trend.
ID number 190714, coffee.
Coffee, kopi, kopi, kopi.
ID number 193564.
Today, the students are recording word lists translated by Shoshone elders who volunteer their time. The recordings will form a dictionary for the reservations. The kids are also creating children's storybooks for the reservation schools using Shoshone oral stories recorded in the 1960s and 70s, recordings like this one.
That's amazing. That's my grandma.
18-year-old Samuel Bronco listens to his great-grandmother tell a story about a woman crossing a river to return to her tribe. He discovered her on one of the early recordings. It was a wonderful surprise. He'd never met her. The young man with stylish spikes in his black hair laughs a lot. Like the other students, he got to go home for a long weekend during the course. Bronco remembers how shocked his dad in Elko, Nevada was to hear him speak Shoshone.
I walked in, I was like, "Hagini," and he was like, "Oh, Shoshone Degwab," and I was like, "Hi," and he was like, "Oh my gosh," he's like, "What is this?" And he was like pointing at a watermelon, and I was like, "Batika," and he's like, "Ha ha ha, yeah."
But Bronco says it was also sad because he realized how much of the language his dad had forgotten. 18-year-old Stephanie Tabibian lives on the Duck Valley Reservation on the Idaho-Nevada border. She says it's discouraging how many grandparents find it easier now to speak in English.
When you go to powwows or when you go to Sundance or sweats, you have to listen and you choose to do that, and it seems like nobody's trying anymore.
Linguist Catherine Matsumoto Gray is the program's creator. She says young people like Tabibian and Bronco are vital to keeping the language alive.
If we can't get to them to start using it, the other work, it won't do the job of keeping the language alive. We need the children.
The reality of that need became clear to student Stephanie Tabibian. In fact, she says the program has changed her life. Now she wants to study linguistics and bring a Shoshone curriculum back to her tribe. Originally, she planned to study business and one day lead the tribe's business council. But she says somebody else can fill that role.
Someone will step in. You can even bring in a white man to do that. I mean, but there isn't going to be a white man who can speak your language. So I think that's why I'm coming back, and this is my meaning.
For NPR News, I'm Jenny Brundine in Salt Lake City.